AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. The manhunt is over for a man wanted in connection with the slayings of four people found dead in a Washington, D.C. mansion after their home was set on fire last week. D.C. Police Chief Kathy Lanier said earlier in the day that the suspect, Darren Wint, apparently had worked at a company owned by the homeowner, Savas Savopoulos.
Right now, it does not appear that this was just a random crime, but there is a connection through the business of the suspect and the Savopoulos family business.
U.S. Marshals say law enforcement caught the suspect in the district late Thursday night. Authorities are trying to subdue an armed elderly woman who's barricaded herself at a Southern California mobile home park in Topanga Canyon for most of the day and shot at a police robot. President Obama's trade agenda has cleared a key Senate hurdle, advancing toward likely passage despite opposition from most Democrats. More from the AP's Jerry Bodlander.
Supporters of the trade bill say it'll open up foreign markets that are often closed to U.S. companies. Opponents say that previous trade deals have cost jobs and predict this one will as well, saying the jobs will end up in countries where workers are paid very little and that have poor environmental and safety standards.
Well, so far, more than 9,000 gallons of spilled oil has been raked, skimmed, and vacuumed up along 9 miles along the Santa Barbara coast. Coast Guard Commander Jennifer Williams says a variety of equipment is being used.
There's many different types of boom that we use. The oil characteristics on the water, it changes over time. We may have a thick layer of oil in certain places, and we may have a thin sheen or a slick somewhere. We have to use different types of boom.
That spill into the Pacific has become a new rallying point for environmentalists in their battle against drilling and fossil fuels. All six Baltimore police officers charged in a suspect custody death have been indicted by a grand jury. This is AP Radio News. Hundreds of protesters turned out near Chicago for McDonald's annual shareholders meeting, demanding the right to unionize and get pay of $15 an hour. McDonald's worker Antoine Huron.
It's so that we can afford an education so we can leave McDonald's and do something with our lives. The reason we need $15 is so that we can keep mothers in their homes, taking care of their families, and that we just so we can survive. $15 is a need. It's not a want.
Company CEO Steve Easterbrook says he's incredibly proud of a decision to bump pay for some workers. In Washington, American and Cuban officials have been trying to complete talks to reestablish embassies in each other's capitals. After a half-century interruption, White House spokesman Josh Earnest.
The president believes that greater engagement between the United States in Cuba would bring about the kind of change that we would like to see in terms of the Cuban government's treatment of the Cuban people.
The talks resume on Friday. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.